nestled in the heart of the land of enchantment. Belen, New Mexico, is a city steeped in rich history, vibrant culture, and natural beauty. With its warm, welcoming atmosphere and a community deeply connected to its roots, Belen has become a hidden gem for both residents and visitors alike. Belen's history can be traced back to the early 18th century when Spanish settlers established the town as a strategic trading post. The name Belen itself is derived from the Spanish word for Bethlehem, reflecting the city's deep-rooted religious and cultural heritage. Over the centuries, Belen has evolved into a thriving community that proudly honors its historical legacy. On the morning of September 20th, 1988, a bright and vivacious 19-year-old, Tara Calico, vanished. She left her home in Belen, New Mexico, for a routine bike ride along Highway 47, a well-known route she frequently took. However, on this particular morning, she never returned home. For context and reference, let's take a look at what events happened around that time period. September 1st, 1988. A civilian passenger plane, Korean Air, Flight 007, was shot down by a Soviet interceptor aircraft after it entered Soviet airspace, leading to the deaths of all 269 people on board. September 2nd, 1988. In a speech to the Republican National Convention, Vice President George H.W. Bush accepted the nomination for the presidency. He would go on to win the 1988 presidential election. September 8th, 1988. The St. Jean Bosco Massacre occurred in Haiti, where a church filled with political refugees was attacked by paramilitary forces, resulting in numerous deaths. September 29th, 1988. NASA's Space Shuttle Discovery completed the STS-26 mission, marking the return to spaceflight for the shuttle program after the Challenger disaster in 1986. In the small town of Belen, New Mexico, the early life of Tara Calico held the promise of a bright future. Born on February 28, 1969, Tara Maria Calico grew up in a close-knit community surrounded by the picturesque landscapes of the American Southwest. Little did anyone know that her life would become enshrouded in mystery and tragedy, making her name synonymous with one of the most perplexing disappearances in U.S. history. Tara's early years were marked by the typical joys and challenges of adolescence. Described as an athletic young woman, she enjoyed running, horseback riding, and spending time with her family. Tara's outgoing and friendly nature earned her many friends, and her future seemed to hold a world of opportunities. Tara was a sophomore at the University of New Mexico. She was last seen on a bike ride through her neighborhood on her way to play tennis with her boyfriend. Tara never returned home, and this set off a search and investigation that would take numerous twists and turns. But ultimately, her fate remains unknown. The initial search for Tara revealed few clues. 2.5 miles south were some tire tracks on the side of the road, along with bike marks. It looked like there was some type of scuffle or struggle based on the spun out tire tracks. There were pieces of a yellow Walkman that were believed to be Tara's. Less than 3 miles away, on Highway 47, a cassette tape was found that Tara's mother confirmed that it was Tara's. Witnesses saw Tara riding her bike with a Ford truck following behind. A sketch of the driver of the truck was released, but it turned no leads. On June 15, 1989, one piece of evidence would become central to the case's notoriety. A photo was found in a convenience store parking lot in Florida, nearly a year after Tara's disappearance. It depicted a young woman who bore a striking resemblance to Tara, bound and gagged with a terrified expression on her face. Also in the picture was a young boy tied up with his mouth duct tape in the back of what seemed to be a van. Michael Henley's parents claimed it to be their son. In June 1990, 1 year after the photo was released, Michael Henley's remains were found in the Zuni Mountains in New Mexico. The autopsy revealed the cause of death to be exposure. The photograph created a whirlwind of attention and speculation. Was it Tara? Did it hold the key to her disappearance? Unfortunately, it was never conclusively proven to be her in the photo. If it wasn't Tara, who was it? Theories about Tara's disappearance have ranged from abduction to running away, but none of them provide a definitive answer. But let's explore some of these theories in more detail. Kidnapping. Many people believe that Tara Calico was kidnapped while cycling. Witnesses reported seeing a light-colored van behind her that day. Some theories suggest that she may have been targeted by a malicious individual. Escape theory. One of the most famous pieces of evidence in the case is the Polaroid photo published in 1989. Although it has not been confirmed that she is actually Tara, there are some similarities in appearance. Some believe Tara escaped her captors, took a photo as evidence, and left it for someone to find. But that doesn't make sense to me. Why would you take a photo and leave that evidence instead of getting help and calling the police? However, the authenticity of the photo has been questioned and its connection to Tara remains unclear. Witness protection. Some theories suggest that Tara may have been placed in a witness protection program because she had knowledge of a crime or misdemeanor that might involve local law enforcement. However, there is no concrete evidence to support this theory. Amnesia. It is possible that Tara suffered from amnesia or a traumatic event that caused her to forget her past. In such cases, the person may start a new life with a different identity without being aware of their previous existence. Human trafficking. Another theory suggests that Tara may have been a victim of human trafficking for sexual exploitation or forced labor. Although human trafficking could be a real threat, there is little evidence directly linking this theory to Tara's case. Accidental death. Some believe that Tara may have been in a bicycle accident and her body was never found. There are large, isolated areas in New Mexico where someone could disappear without a trace. Her mother, Patty Dole, tirelessly advocated for her daughter's case for years and became an amateur detective, receiving leads and also threats. Unfortunately, she passed away on May 11, 2006. In recent years, there have been developments in Tara's case. New leads, fresh theories, and advances in forensic technology have sparked renewed interest. But despite these efforts, Tara Calico's whereabouts and the circumstances of her disappearance remain a mystery. The enduring mystery of Tara Calico's disappearance is one that has gripped the hearts of those who have followed it for decades. Her family continues to search for answers, and communities continue to speculate about what happened to the young woman who vanished without a trace. While we may never know the full truth about Tara Calico's disappearance, what is clear is that this case is a reminder of the profound impact that unsolved mysteries can have on individuals, families, and communities. It's also a testament to the power of determination and the unwavering love of a mother who never stopped searching for her daughter. If you have any information about the disappearance of Tara Calico, please contact the Valencia County Sheriff's Office or the FBI. Stay safe, and God bless.